With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This running back player props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Oh, well, I'm in uniform today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about running backs. We're going to talk about my running back, Sean. Have you seen those legs? Tell me you're checking out the legs.
Saquon's Barkley.
I dare you to lie to our audience and say you haven't taken a peek at those muscles on muscles on muscles.
You know,
don't lie.
He's got big muscles.
Don't lie.
I mean, so did Todd Marinovich. I mean, what are we getting at, Ryan? Muscles do not equate to success. No, although DK Metcalf,
I'm just trying to get you to admit that you're checking out Saquon's legs. That's all.
Saquads.
What do we got going on?
I like Saquon as an idea. Unfortunately, he's with the Giants.
I like that.
And I can't like him. But okay. He's a local kid. I wish him the best and no severe injuries. However, I just don't see it for Saquon as a guy that's going to help you win games. And so far, that's where we've been at. I'm rocking my Ricky Williams or Ricky Waters jersey. Wow. Ricky running Waters.
Ricky Williams is my guy. Real big into the medicinal shit.
Colby got me a Ricky Waters jersey that hangs in the studio. Felt fitting to rock it for our NFL got a lot of ins, a lot of outs. NFL running back player props 2021 edition. Want to get down some player props? Want to get down some win totals? NFL MVP, offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year. And get down on it all over at winbet.com. That's where you download the app. And when you head over to winbet.com, WYNNBET.com, download the app, get up to a $500 risk free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Oh man, WinBet, really, it's easy to use, intuitive, very simple. It's not one of these complicated apps, very simple. And again, it gets you that rush, that feeling that you're sitting there on an NFL Sunday, a Thursday night football, a Saturday night football presented by Thursday Night Football. You're experiencing that real Las Vegas action. Just head over to winbet.com, download the app today. LFG if you want to win, BIG. I was watching, wow. Colby recommended a series on Netflix called The Heist.
Everything Colby recommends is mint.
Yeah.
That's what kids strong, say. Strong. That's what the kids are saying for good stuff, I think.
Bet. Ryan, bet. I enjoyed it. It seems like it's a collection of a couple different stories. I watched the first two episodes. It's a two-part story about this 21-year-old chick, attractive attractive lady. She gets caught up with this wrong, you know, guy from the wrong side of the tracks. They end up robbing. She got a job as a armored car, a driver, which is pretty hilarious. It sounded like basically, she was really hot, and her supervisor, I think, wanted to hook up with her.
Okay.
They interview the other armored car guys. They said she at one point she was using both feet to drive. So didn't really know how to drive. And somehow she got the job of driving the armored truck, and she drove off from Circus Circus with $3 million. They bet
as they say,
they mailed the money to Miami and then eventually escaped. She lived abroad for like 17 years and then eventually turned herself in. Crazy story. Very, very interesting. Recommend a heist on Netflix, but just about Las Vegas and taking a casino down. It kind of reminded me of
that's every Sunday here at the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Exactly. We got our own heist going with these.
I mean, it's not illegal when we do it. Although some places have told us not to come back because we're too
business. No longer welcome.
Good.
So if you missed it, I highly recommend checking out our quarterback player props episode and all our media week episode. Got some great interviews with Coach Leach. Phil Steele made his debut on the show. Got Jim McMahon back. Randy Cross. That one, I mean, they were all good. Randy Cross, you can tell, just loves football. That was an awesome one. So a lot of good interviews there. And Evergreen, Ryan.
And just real quick, again, shout out to myself for participating in 24 drafts in 24 hours, Sean, because I got a bit of feedback that made me smile. And the feedback was, you know what? I watched a lot of that live stream after the fact. Shout out to Twitch again. Doesn't crash with a 24 hour video because I'm done reading articles about where guys should pick people. And I want to watch someone with some skin in the game in action. So yeah, I mean, watch me pick the same guys over and over again, but,
and that's why you should go to underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code SGPN. Again, why would you waste your time and energy on a mock draft when you can do a best ball draft, figure out where you're going to draft, who's drafting what, and you also have a chance to win $1 million. It's really the definition of a no brainer. Ryan, also shout out to listener Todd. Todd Berger. We were walking. This is so random.
All time story.
It was pretty great. And, so we're walking, we met with,
we're in Eagle Rock, California, which is, would you say it's like a small town in LA?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I live in Eagle Rock. That's what I like about it. It's got like this little main street. You kind of feel like you're in a small town, but you get the benefits of living in a big city like LA. So we met up with the head guy over at Blue Wire. Kevin had a great time, had a couple drinks, talk shop. And then we're walking back to our studio from getting drinks. And someone yells, "Hey, it's a podcast, guys." And I look around thinking, "Oh, it must be talking about some other podcast guys." And it was this listener, Todd, who's been a listener since I think like 2013. He's doing the super contest. We hooked him up with our proxy, Andy. Seems like a great guy, and said what's up to him. I'm sure we'll grab a beer. But it was just hilarious because literally the timing, you know, we're hanging out with Blue Wire. And so to have a fan recognize us at that time, it's one of those things I had to tell Kevin. I go, I swear to God, I didn't pay a plant to it's hang very, out very and recognize. Rare
in the past 18 months that we would have been around someone that would have been worth setting up a staged event like this to impress.
And
not
also,
to mention, shout out to Todd for calling attention to my great feat of 24. He goes, "I joined you for a little bit." And I made it all worth it.
Well, man. And also getting, I mean, it's one thing to get recognized in a sports book or in Vegas, but just randomly walking the streets of Eagle Rock. So,
amongst normal
people. Shout out to Todd and, best of luck with the super contest or Circa Millions. The preferred NFL contest.
You can share the million with us because we will be giving out all of our picks on the the podcast.
We will be giving out our Circa Million picks. All right, Ryan. Enough gallivanting around here. Let's talk turkey. We give ourselves 1 million fake dollars to get down on these running back player props. I'll let you kick things off. you know what? Why don't we do this as a team?
No, hold on. Play the UFC music.
Okay.
Cause this is the sound of the sports book bringing out the giant metallic crate filled with gold, filled with jewels, filled with
61 gold bars,
hard cash, for giving us the fine opportunity for the NFL. Thank you for the 17th game to make it seem like it would be okay to juice Zeke's total up to 1,100.5 rushing yards. My
God. Yes. We are both on the under of Zeke, obviously, for obvious reasons. Besides being a cowboy, I mean, he legitimately looked like he's lost the step.
He's only 26, Sean.
Career lows in yards per carry.
Did you know he's only 26?
and
he's an old 26.
Obviously, our judgment is tainted by this, but the career low in yards per carry, and I mean, why did he not get the volume? I know he played a little better with Dak in there, but why did he not get enough volume to get 1,000 yards last year? And I think that offensive line is on the downward slope. Like, you know, DeMarcus, just in general, that offensive line injuries.
But they're going to be healthy. Everyone's back.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. Here's what I'll say.
I just have fat ass under one of my bullet points.
I don't think you can both. I will say, is Zeke the type of person that might let himself go a little bit during COVID time? So maybe a normal off season. We'll see in Hard Knocks. Cannot wait to see. I mean,
well, and the locker room situation in the Cowboys is going to be an issue.
Sean,
I mean, we had players calling out Mike McCarthy saying he didn't know how to coach. Yeah, not prepared.
That and team felt
what happened with that storyline, and now they draft a bunch of guys with character red flags to throw into this character grease fire. Red flags all over the place, Ryan.
I didn't think I would so quickly want to hop back into a soap opera after the NBA season concluded, which can't wait for the next one. That's the,
as the league turns.
I love days of
our league.
But for you to get me buying into the Cowboys and getting excited about the Cowboys, McCarthy is not going to be a guy that features Zeke. Zeke is a guy who every single year in the NFL, Sean, every single year, his yards per game has gone down 108, 98, 95, 84, 65. Now last year, certainly an anomaly when it comes to yardage, certainly, but what's the trend here? Yards per attempt, basically trending downward towards his career. He's getting old. Why do we not want running backs past that first deal, Sean?
Oh, we don't.
Because you mostly
you are wearing the Barkley jersey.
Mostly, there are gold jacket guys from time to time, and Zeke looked like he could have been one of them. But
yeah,
he clearly does not have the drive of Saquon. He clearly is worried more about eating his soup, worried more about his streaming fans. And once again, if you're not able to come into football in shape this year of all years, you're in trouble. So, and the last thing I'll say is back to the McCarthy point. I believe if you're going to tell me the story of the Cowboys this year that's successful, it's because they have a high powered passing attack and they're able to outscore their opponents because their defense is going to be shit. It's not because they're running the ball.
No.
30 times a game.
No, I mean, why times. Would you, I mean, to their credit, their receiving core and pass game, I think, would be their strength of the team. And why would you not lean into that? Also, career high in fumbles last year was 6. Now he claims that, you know, quote, "I've never been a fumbler." So when you carry the ball, you're kind of carrying the whole team, the whole organization, the whole fan base. Coughing it up and giving the other team, you're letting everyone down. So I think the number one thing, that's my focus this year, is protecting the ball. So if you're focused on protecting the ball, how are you going to get those yards up?
What is it Eddie Murphy's doctor said? Sure. Yeah, I mean, look, I think
a deep pull.
Thank you. You can also go the angle of taking the touchdown prop here, 9.5. I know he's gone over twice in his career, but he's gone under 3 times. And again, we're trending the wrong way. So I
threw 125K on it. You 220,000, Ryan. You went huge.
220 to win 200. So much like the last one, I wanted to have some fun props in there, but maybe I wanted to balance the equity here. So a little bit more towards some of the coin flips I like. I'll go number 2.
Yep.
And
You can isolate that one.
Oh yeah.
I'll go number two
after Zeke. I'll take number two after Zeke. And this is just pure fade the top of the board. Mm. I understand what you're probably thinking. This is crazy.
It is.
This is crazy.
I'm looking at your
why are you going to take under 1,555 and a half rushing yards for Derrick Henry for $220,000 to win 100,000 or to win 200,000?
I want to know why.
Well, one, Sean, you're so high on Christian McCaffrey getting hurt.
Yeah.
So high. And it's like because of your turf science or whatever. when I would come to you and say, "Hey, Sean, how many running backs have carried the ball 370 times and come back and been okay?" Because that slope that Zeke is going down, that's been the ascend, the climb of Derrick Henry.
Well, right, and you point there are rules, and it's important to know the rules. Breaker? So then you can identify rule breaker. I mean,
okay,
to compare Christian McCaffrey to Derrick Henry. I mean, we saw Derrick Henry with his just extend his arm and hurl defenders.
And what I'm saying, again, you know, if you want to believe the narrative that Tennessee may take a step back in the offensive efficiency department with the departure of their offensive coordinator, I don't think Vrabel in his dick cutting measures is a smart offensive mind.
No, but they they promoted a guy.
They understand
that, second in command.
That Derrick Henry is their bell cow, but the unthinkable could happen. And Derrick Henry could get hurt. And that's all I need is a could, because Sean, since 2015, how many times do you think this number 1,555 and a half has been passed since to the last six seasons in the National Football League? You know, the game's been changing, so we'll only go back 6 years. How many times has this
14
times.
Oh, wow.
Three times Zeke Elliott. Well, Derrick Henry last year, Zeke Elliott had 1,631 yards in 2016.
Wait, what did you set the bar at?
This number, 1,550.
Because Derrick Henry has two. He had 1,540 in 2019 and 2,027 last year. And I think
1,540.
Yeah, what'd you say?
The number that we're betting at, 1,555 and a half yards.
Okay.
And so, you've made me lose my Dalvin Cook at 1,557 was the third one. So
I get an extreme outlier. I just think
my point is, well, yeah, but even in his other outlier season, he did not get there. Yes, there is an extra game, but I think a lot of us feel that Tennessee is going to be a solid team. Tennessee could take some steps back, and we like them to be a team that has to pass the ball a bit more. So
I just, Derrick Henry,
$220,000. Putting my money where my mouth is. I'm fading the top end of the market. You know it's the smart thing to do.
No,
it's just hard to do. I get it, but three times this has been done. This is not something that happens a lot in the modern NFL.
No, I know, but again, it's not. You know what else doesn't happen a lot, Ryan? A man like Derrick Henry walks the earth.
He went under in 2019.
Also entertaining value wise, just watching Derrick Henry. I don't want to have money against Derrick Henry. That's just me. Cause at the end of the day, you got to kind of,
you're right. I'm not going to tell Derrick Henry I bet against him, but I'm going to bet against him this year.
All right. My first one here, non Zeke related, throwing 75 K on Nick Chubb under 11 and a half rushing touchdowns. I do like the Browns offensive line. I think Kareem Hunt continues to have a big role in the offense. 11 and a half. Again, it's just really high for rushing touchdowns. He had 12 last year in 12 games, and that's just, it's just not sustainable. I think he got a lot of TD luck or, you know, just TD or whatever you would call it. I think he's due for some touchdown regression. He had eight, his first 2 years, eight, nine, 10 sounds about the right number for Nick Chubb. Even when he had a really good season in 2019, probably arguably his best season, started all 16 games, 1,494 rushing yards, eight touchdowns. Like that sounds like a Nick Chubb year. And I think if you're a Browns fan, you're happy with that stat line. I just think getting to 12 touchdowns, just rushing touchdowns, is going to be tough. You know, I think they like getting Kareem Hunt in the receiving game. Just seems like there's a bunch of other options emerging in Cleveland. I know Nick Chubb will get his, but 11.5 I think is one of the higher totals.
Chubb missed a quarter of the season, right?
Yeah.
So in fairness, but
no, and he's still got 12. I just don't think that game
red zone carries.
Yeah.
Inside the 20, Kareem Hunt 39, Nick Chubb 35. Inside the 10, Kareem Hunt 17, Nick Chubb 21. Inside the 5, Kareem Hunt 9, Nick Chubb 11. Point being, it's a pretty much a split.
Yeah, he's not the guy near the goal line, and I think even if you think Cleveland scores a few more touchdowns, he stays healthy for all 17 games. Getting to 12 is still going to be tough, and I think I came to this just because I had a lot of shares of Kareem Hunt, even in like the best ball playoffs and stuff like that. As I advance with my Josh Allen team before I was knocked down, and just, you know, viscerally, I remember like, oh, Kareem Hunt was involved even in the red zone. So
quick nugget. I don't have any props talking about him, but it is causing me to bump him up the rankings in fantasy. But Josh Jacobs led the NFL in red zone carries last year.
Really?
64, more than Derrick Henry, more than Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. I'm
that
Jacobs scares me a little bit because they brought in Kenyon Drake, but
that's a lot of opportunities to score though. A lot of opportunities to score. My next one, Sean, I'm going to the over, feel a little danger here. Danger. But the Gus Edwards, you know, I'm a fanboy in fantasy, and you know, I love getting him nice and late, but what if I told you that Gus Edwards was 29th in carries last year? In the situation he was in, now he did get some good games in there where he got to start, but 723 yards last year. What about this situation has changed that makes his total go down? Mark Ingram's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Lamar's still there. Dobbins still there.
Yep.
There's some carries to be had. He had 144 last year. Could he get closer to 200? Absolutely. You're telling me this a Baltimore Ravens running back is going to average 3 yards a carry? Absolutely not. I would smash this one as well. I went 120,000 to win 100 minus 120. Went a little lower because it isn't over, Sean. So there's always injury danger and stuff like that. But just seeing as he did it last year, and I don't know what changes on this team. Maybe they pass a little bit more, but Ingram, you know, I think there's enough to balance it out. So I love this one. I thought the number was wrong, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that seems pretty low for Gus Edwards. My next guy, Ronald Jones, under 770 and a half.
How dare you?
At minus 125. Don't have a huge play on this, only 50K. I just think it's going to be too much of a split with Fournette. I think he's going to lose. I just don't think he's going to be that involved in the offense. It does seem like Fournette maybe is more the go-to guy in the early down work. They brought in Giovanni Bernard. I think that could hurt his touches overall. To me, it's just I don't see him involved a ton as far as carries.
I can't tell if Bruce Arians likes him or doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he keeps getting chances, but he's also just getting replaced constantly. And
I feel like he's had fumbling issues too that have gotten him benched quickly, if
what,
I recall.
What got me off the scent with him is I was shocked to find out he almost eclipsed 1,000 yards last
year. No, I know. And I looked at that and I'm like, but I'm still going under because I don't think he's going to get the same amount of carries with Bernard in there. But again, it's one of the ones I feel less strong about compared to some of these others.
All right, back to the unders. I think the narrative of, you know, Najee Harris has gotten out of control in fantasy as a second round pick.
Yeah.
I think the narrative, you know, I was on some unders for Ben in the quarterback props, 'cause I think he's going to have a hard time getting through the season. And I just don't see maybe I'm just down on this team, but I don't see a world where the offensive line is going to be a threat. And Ben is going to throw it. Or if Ben is playing, he's going to do his fucking bullshit around the goal line. And so it's not exactly a team where I expect Najee Harris to get a ton of goal line carries. Under 7.5 rushing touchdowns, minus 120, 120,000 to win 100,000. That's a lot of time. I mean, Sean, to put it in perspective.
Yeah. What are some other rookie?
Well, just how many people do you think scored that? I mean, it's like a dozen. And if you want to talk about the best, let's see. I mean, even Pittsburgh, like who was on Pittsburgh last year? James Conner, 6 touchdowns. I mean,
yeah.
Granted, James Conner, not the best player, and Najee Harris could be a great, but he's an Alabama running back. He's coming into a situation with a poor offensive line, and he's a rookie. He's a rookie playing for Mike Tomlin. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe what is his competition? I think would be the only thing I'm scared about him hitting the over on this.
I mean, I'm a Benny Snell truther. He has
who else is getting rushing touchdowns on this Steelers team? If not Najee Harris, I'm with you. I guess that would just be my only concern.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna tell you how many. Benny Snell 4, James Conner 6 last year.
Okay.
So, I mean, they as a team only scored 10, and granted.
Yeah. And under 7.5 sounds right then.
So I just, it doesn't seem like it's going to be anyway.
My next one, Chris Carson, over 1,500 rushing yards at +100
danger,
75,000. Again, it is a, no risk it, no biscuit league. But you know, he didn't get there last year. I know in my head, I think Chris Carson is this injury plagued guy. He didn't get there last year because of injuries, but the two previous years, 1151 and 1230. I think it's a good situation in Seattle. I still think they have a pretty good passing game. I think the quick passing game that I imagine they're going to institute with the new OC will open things up underneath a little bit for Carson. You know, Pete Carroll's committed to running the ball, helps limit turnovers in his mind. And also Chris Carson is a guy that for whatever reason, he doesn't give up on, even if he has down weeks or issues, Pete Carroll sticks by Chris Carson. So, and I don't think he has a ton of competition in Seattle.
No, I think he could, I mean, he could get the carries to do it. It would just scare me because of the injuries,
but it was only last year. His other 2 years, he got there easily.
Yeah, I know. I think,
are we worried about Rashad Penny, Travis Homer, DJ Dallas? Like
we're out on Penny. Forever.
I think it's just a volume thing. And I think he could get there in like 13 games. Even if he misses a few games, I think he can still get to this. It's only 1,000. I mean, when you start realizing like how easy it is to get to that number for some running backs, I mean, again, when in doubt, lean the under, but over for 1,500 rushing yards is easy money.
All right.
What's your next one, Ryan?
I think we're both on this one.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Jamal Williams.
I mean, again, let me just dial up the numbers from last year, Sean. How many yards do you think Jamal Williams had last year rushing? Because you think of him, he was kind of very reserve role for Green Bay, little passing game work. He had 505 yards on 119 carries. That's 4.2 yards per an attempt. Again, he was a part of the game. Is he going to average? Could you see him averaging 38 yards a game this year?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He is the A back. That's what Anthony Lynn said. A is better than B. Mm-hmm. And maybe
the only uncertainty is we really don't know what he's going to be. This number looks a lot like a number set based on what he has done.
Yeah.
And we don't know what he's going to do, but this team signed him to come. Like Green Bay had him on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
This team signed him to come.
Detroit
do something.
Went out of their way. And again, I always like leaning in the narrative. Did Detroit went out of their way? They saw Jamal Williams. They go, we want this guy on our team. He's the type of running back we want. Anthony Lynn is very pro running back. I mean, they could lead. Detroit could lead the league in running back attempts. I know what you're saying. Like, what if they're down and they're down big? You look at like the advanced metrics, Anthony Lynn runs the ball the most when down 14 points. So he's not afraid to stick to the run even when the game is getting away from them. And you had Jared Goff, a guy you want to help. How do you help Jared Goff out? You give him easy play action looks. How do you get play action going? By running the rock. Detroit is going to be run, run, pass. Now maybe they won't get a bunch of possessions and that ultimately hurts us, but man, 525 yards for Jamal Williams is way too low.
Way too low. And here's the hot take. Jamal Williams has a 100-yard game this year.
Like, yeah. I mean, again,
is that really that hot of a take?
It's much easier.
Gets me 20% of the way there.
It's easier to build a case against him for overall fantasy because maybe he doesn't get the pass catching work or the goal line stuff. We don't know that yet. But again, he is a huge value in my mind, a deep sleeper for best ball or even managed leagues.
I think with best ball, it's a no brainer because when he does pop up, boom, you're playing like a zero RB or a light RB and you're hyper fragile. You're drafting Jamal Williams because he could very well score for you a lot of weeks, I think. And I'm getting even higher on him as we go.
Yeah.
As we go, because I listen to so much, Sean. There's this whole like subculture of fantasy nerds that are like young millennial fantasy nerds that are like,
oh,
not that. I mean, obviously shout out to Twitter, Instagram, all that social media stuff, but they like live in the social media.
Oh, the,
and God,
the supportive of the fantasy football community is pretty funny.
What I'm finding is like a guy like Jamal Williams, like gritty dog, the young kids don't understand how to recognize that. They don't see football players. They see numbers and spreadsheets.
If Anthony Lynn and Dan Campbell could design a running back, it would be Jamal Williams. And you have to factor that shit in. It's not only what they're going to do, but what the coach views they're going to be able to do, like how the coach sees them and their role. And he's a guy that's going to get you.
I'm not kidding.
He's easily going to have 150 carries.
I think I'm getting closer to the point where I would take a Swift versus Jamal Williams fantasy points.
Oh, I mean, bet. If there was like a fantasy point, I mean, obviously you get some odds in your favor, but I would be all over that. What's your next one, Ryan? Since we both did ours there.
Do you want to hit the read? You got a gap here.
All right.
I don't want you to fall off the rails.
Ryan, you're hilarious. All right. PropSwap.com.
There you go.
America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Oh, NBA championship just wrapped up. There were a ton of good opportunities. Again, buying and selling those Suns tickets. If you bought and sold at the right time, could have made a pretty penny. I mean, listen to this. A few weeks ago, a guy sold his son's ticket. He had it at 40-1 at $500. He sold it for $16,000. He got 30-1 on a ticket that lost. Again, that ticket is worth $0 now.
Yep.
He got 16 grand for it. That's the awesome part about PropSwap. You don't need to win. You just need to have the odds move in your favor. And player props are a great way to get involved as well. You go out to Vegas, sign up for the Circa Millions, head over to Circa, get down on some of these player props, and they have a ton of bets. Head over to the Win Bet, get down on some win totals. You start winning a couple games, unload the ticket, make some cash. And if that wasn't enough, get a sweet deposit bonus, receive up to $500 in bonus cash. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP.
Sean, I can't wait to list my Jamal Williams over 525 and a half rush yards for more than it's going to pay out because I'm going to sign it.
That's the autograph.
Kind of autograph.
Baby. We'll have to look into that, see if they offer that.
Let's go back to the unders. Under 12 and a half rushing touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor. I think. The reason I attacked Najee Harris and the same reason I'm going to attack Jonathan Taylor, I think when you're taking touchdown props, if you're betting overs, you're betting on an offense that you like. And if you're betting unders, you're saying, hey, I don't think this offense will be as productive as maybe they were last year. I think everyone expects the Colts offense to be hyper efficient and move the ball and give Jonathan Taylor lots of opportunities around the red zone. And that's what I'm betting against here. I'm also betting against the fact that maybe Jonathan Taylor doesn't immediately step forward and become this crazy bell cow. Maybe he can't handle it. There's a lot of reasons to maybe suggest that he could have a hiccup. And with that number being so damn high,
12, yeah, that's got to be top of the market.
Three people surpassed that last year. Yes, I know extra game, but only Kamara, Cook, and Henry got there last year. And while Jonathan Taylor did have 11, only starting 13 games, I think it's crazy to not think the offense is going to take a step back with Carson Wentz.
So for me, it's a
bet against the offense, and it's also a bet against the fact that I think they still end up using Mac a little bit. They still end up using Naheem Hines even in the red zone, and that's the thing people don't think about. Which window? I had it open. Naheem Hines got more attempts than you would think in the red zone. 26 red zone attempts for Naheem Hines to Jonathan Taylor's 47, but that's a lot he's taken away from Jonathan Taylor. So I think they mix it up still. And I think that they will find a way to give even Carson Wentz maybe some looks in the deep in the red zone. So I'm going under Jonathan Taylor. I think it's going to take that offense kind of staying where they were, if not taking a step forward. And I just don't see it. 100,000 to win 100,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out on Taylor as far as like best ball and season long, just because he, you know, in half point, I'm assuming you're playing half point or full point PPR. I just worry about his pass catching ability. Interesting angle on the rushing touchdowns, but to me, he's just getting overdrafted considering he doesn't give you a ton in the passing game. Like he could run for 1300 yards and still not be worth that first round pick that a lot of people have him at.
He has to find the end zone. And I guess what I'm highlighting is that the Colts will chop those carries up a little bit more than you'd like as a Taylor owner.
I'm going Mike Davis over 7.5 rushing touchdowns. And again, this to me is it's less like I love Mike Davis, but just, you know, who else is going to get the rushing touchdowns in Atlanta? I mean, Todd Gurley had 9 last year. Well,
I have a number that helps you here.
Sure.
Todd Gurley was number 5 in the NFL in red zone carries last year.
Yeah. And
number 5.
And I just think all those red zone carries are going to Mike Davis. And it's pretty easy to make a case that Mike Davis 2021 is better than Todd Gurley 2020. I mean, the backups behind Mike Davis, Cordero Patterson, Quadre Olison, Tony Brooks, James, like, I don't think he's going to get a ton of competition. And again, I mean, like, it's just a numbers look. Maybe Matt
was Gurley good.
Like, no, I mean, no.
Gurley got 8 touchdowns. So,
no, he got 9.
9? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of them was 8 from within the red zone.
No, oh, you're right.
One was long.
Yeah. So, and he could have got one more. And so, I know because I had the, I gave out on Sirius one of my lock player props was, I think it was Todd Gurley under 9.5 rushing touchdowns. And the fact that he like kneeled down on the one was what the difference ended up being there. But again, this is just like, he's the only guy. He has no competition. 8 isn't that crazy for rushing touchdowns. So Mike Davis, 50K on that one. What do you got, Kramer? Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a little cheat code over to the awards market.
Oh,
now talking about comeback player of the year, Sean, I saw someone touting Carson Wentz as a comeback player of the year.
You can't come back from sucking. I mean, you can, but Carson Wentz can't, and they don't give comeback player of the year for someone who sucked. Look at the winners.
Jameis Winston's on the list. Jameis Winston was just a backup quarterback.
Yeah, it's all injury related. None of these winners.
Okay, so then that being said, obviously Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, the names that really stand out.
Yeah, because they're quarterbacks and they suffered season-ending.
We have this interesting thing where you're going to get different people with different opinions. McCaffrey's going to get a bit of the vote, and of course, who does the media love more than Saquon Barkley? This is a media award.
Yeah,
this is a
New York media.
This is a give it out to the guy who's going to do the most for you. So if you're a marketing executive, is it Dak Prescott? Is it Joe Burrow? Is it Saquon Barkley or is it Christian McCaffrey? Simple analysis. Now I'm a Giants fan, obviously. All rise. Barkley is going to have a year, but at 7-1, I couldn't help but grab a piece of this for 50K to win $350,000. I just, to give you some perspective, Dak is plus 210. Joe Burrow is also 7-1. If Dak has a good year, Barkley has a good year. I don't think Dak just walks away with it. You have the New York media, kids like Saquon, like, There's this whole undercurrent of shit. Like the world doesn't know yet, but guy named Dakota Rain Prescott, not winning comeback player of the year, not winning comeback player of the year. Saquon Barkley, 7-1. Let's go.
I actually looked it up and Mike Vick did come back from a non-injury to win the player of the year in 2010.
Prison is its own injury.
Injury
or prison.
And certainly you can receive injuries in prison. So I don't know what his status was.
No one's fucking with Vic in prison.
That's also true. I feel like he probably was untouchable.
He knew a guy or two.
Speaking of unders, Ryan, this is my biggest bet for the running back player props. Christian McCaffrey under 11.5 rushing touchdowns. Now, if you listen to the podcast, which obviously you do. You've heard my theory on the field turf being switched out in Carolina, that Christian McCaffrey will be getting injured.
You shouldn't call it a theory. You should call it the findings of your research.
The findings of my research say the switch to field turf will cause Christian McCaffrey to get a knee injury. Now, even if he doesn't, he's only gone over 11 and a half touchdowns once in his career. I mean, even he's had these good seasons where people point out he was 200 points from the next closest person in fantasy. This guy's the man.
That was one time.
But he's only 3-1 on going under 11 and a half rushing touchdowns. And Carolina, I think this offense, they like passing it, and he could very well get like 4 or 5 receiving touchdowns. Those don't count against you here.
And you hedge it. I mean, I agree with you. I think he could crush fantasy wise and not hit his rushing props.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Even if I'm totally wrong and he doesn't get injured, hypothetically, you could still, and has a great year fantasy and is the number one overall fantasy pick and earns his a number one overall. All those things happen. There's still a pretty easy scenario to get under 11 and a half rushing touchdowns. I mean, total touchdowns, you know, maybe he hits it, but like just rushing.
You can hedge it back with a comeback player of the year at 8-1. By the way, you think Richard Sherman 50-1 has any value at comeback player of the year? What's he coming back from? Which thing is he coming back from?
That disappeared real quick.
Pretty disrespectful. Tim Tebow is also 50-1. Kelvin Benjamin, who knows if his fat ass is going to make the Giants as a tight end, 40-1. A lot of interesting prices.
This is kind of an insult to the tight end position, where receivers who are just shitty and out of shape come back as tight ends. Come on. We're great athletes, right?
Jameis Winston was so great. He got Kelvin Benjamin drafted in the first round. Alvin Kamara.
Ooh.
Okay. Most rushing TDs.
All right.
14-1, 20 grand to win 280,000. Again, Kamara is a guy who's shown he can get to that level touchdown wise.
I mean, he had 5 in a game. That's all you need to know.
It was him, Henry, and Cook last year. And for some reason, you know, and then part of the reason it led me to bet him was those other guys are much more expensive. Let's see here. Henry was plus 450. Cook was plus 450. Taylor 7-1, Chubb 8-1, McCaffrey 8-1, Kamara all the way down there in the sixth spot at 14-1 just seemed a little mispriced to me. And I'm a little worried with all this Taysom Hill talk right now, Sean, but I'm in the camp that the offense should, you know, they'll be just as productive. They may look different, but they'll be just as productive. And if they turn into a more vertical team, I think that only helps Alvin Kamara, another guy who gets a tremendous amount of targets in the red zone, gets carries in the red zone. Even though Latavius Murray is there, Kamara still gets them. So 14-1 felt like a worthwhile price to take a stab.
Yeah,
I'm not like in the same range, like Antonio Gibson is no. there like that. Like he, come on, you know, like,
and Taysom Hill's a little annoying, but, and cause how much they use him and that kind of stuff.
He's not going to, they're no, talking but I'm about saying, like Winston's not going to be the starting quarterback. You've no, seen this, right?
Oh, I've heard those rumblings, but I think Taysom, no, like Taysom gets goal line carries and gadget shit, which is annoying. But again, 5 touchdown game, that some
best case scenario, Taysom Hill gets the starting job week 1, gets knocked out for the season. Jameis comes in as the savior. No Taysom Hill to steal anything from anyone.
Javonte Williams over 800.5 rushing yards.
Oh, wow.
-115.
I like that.
100K on it. They drafted him super high. He's a running back that you draft super high. It means you're going to use him. If Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock is the quarterback, you're going to want to get your dynamic running back involved. I think Melvin Gordon gets traded. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up on the Rams. I could see the Rams making a trade for Gordon,
bring him back to LA.
Yeah. At a discounted price. I think he has a chance of getting cut. I just think Javonte Williams is going to get the majority of the looks, and Melvin Gordon had 986 last year. You're giving Javonte Williams another game, fresh legs, 4 rookie running backs.
No Philip Lindsay.
No, I mean the competition, I think you could make a pretty easy case. Assuming he gets ahead of Melvin Gordon, which by all accounts, it sounds like he will. 4 rookie running backs went over 800 yards, and Antonio Gibson was pretty close at 795. So I think Javonte Williams getting to that 800 mark in this 17 game season is, it's a pretty easy place for me to get. So I'm throwing 100K on it at minus 115.
What do you think the number is if Melvin Gordon gets traded or cut?
I mean, doesn't that go up like 150 yards?
It's got to go up a little bit. I think you nailed it though. Like the Melvin Gordon angle, he had 215 carries last year for 986 yards.
Yeah. And that's not even very good. Like
he only started 10 of the games. Like, yeah, I'm with you. I like it too. I just didn't want to, I'm trying to stay away from too many overs. Some of these rushing props were scary, like appealing, but it also is the running backs get hurt. Like that's the part you got to remember. And the offense, like,
but that's why I like a guy coming in with no injury history, a rookie.
No, I like
that. They invested capital
all over him in fantasy. You know, this Sean
best ball steal too.
All right. Aaron Jones, another rushing touchdown prop. Aaron Jones to have the most rushing touchdowns, 18-1. So I have Kamara and Jones. I'm taking two shots, 18-1, 20 grand to win 360 grand. Again, we've seen what Aaron Jones can be with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe you don't think he's coming back to Green Bay still. Maybe I think this is the end of the charade.
But I think
either way you slice it, Aaron Jones is going to be involved. And again, I think it's more of the pricing. When I look at this number and I see him at 18-1, when I see him in the same range as J.K. Dobbins, when I see him in the same range as Kyler Murray, that seems a little off to me. So I grabbed Aaron Jones, the one guy, like coming back to it, because I didn't call him out because I don't think I can do it because I don't trust the offense enough. But Josh Jacobs at 28-1, he led the league in red zone carries. I'm going to say that one more time. So anyway, but yeah, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, those are my two shots for most rushing touchdowns. I got one more left after this, Sean.
Okay, I got two. One of which is Antonio Gibson under 1,025.5 rushing yards at minus 115, throwing 115,000 on to win 100,000. I think the turf toe injury is a real thing. And I think the fact that you're already hearing in June, like last month, and stuff is coming out that the turf toe is an issue. And you have JD McKissick. Again, I think JD McKissick is a steal, especially in best ball. Managed leagues, it may be tougher to decide when to play him. I think Antonio Gibson can do a lot of good stuff in the passing game as well, so he might get involved, but not see the rushing yards you need to get to 1,025.5. I just think that's a bit high. I mean, I know he got, what did I say, 795 last year, but I think the turf toe is one of those nagging injuries, and the fact that you're hearing about it this far out, that's a red flag for me. And JD McKissick has played really well, so I think he is going to have competition at the running back spot. They like use him as a receiver, so I think it's just going to be tough to get over that 1,025.
And don't be surprised if a football guy like Ron Rivera doesn't mind giving the ball to a football guy like Peyton Barber.
Yeah.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
I think there's a world where he just doesn't. I think he's going to be good, but again, I think his value is still in the pass catching role. I mean, that's why I was all over him in fantasy and best ball last year, because you know, Ron Rivera went out of his way to say, "Hey, we're going to get him involved in the passing game." So, I just he's not like a volume rush guy for me to get to that 1,025.
Yeah.
What's your last one, Ryan?
All right, so I wanted to have something that was a little bit more of a long shot here. So I went over to the most rushing yards market, and I got to imagine one of the big boys is going to pop like Cook. But I looked around and I said, who else looks like he can be a big boy? And I'm like, holy shit, David Montgomery, number five last year. Don't really feel like he had a good year. I know he had a couple games there, 247 carries. So he's trending towards getting enough carries to be, you know, in that 300 carry range. We've talked about the coaching speak about how much they want to get David Montgomery going. We've talked about how shit we think Andy Dalton might be out there. If Andy Dalton's out there, he's going to be running the rock like a motherfucker. David Montgomery, most rushing yards, 30-1, $15,000 to win $450,000.
I love it. I love it. I'm already, while you're talking, I'm already trying to figure out ways to get down on this, because the narrative's there. He's shown an ability as a workhorse in the second half of that season. Again, whether you have
checks a lot of boxes.
Yeah. I mean, and I love this at 30-1. That's crazy.
The last thing I'll say, because again, like you're looking at where he is, he's in a range that doesn't quite make sense. Cause the guys that I would put him next to, the Chubbs of the world, 7-1, Jonathan Taylor, 9-1, Barkley, 12-1, Zeke, 16-1. So I think the market is kind of a mess because it's really Henry and Cook and a whole bunch of other dudes. But for you to be able to get David Montgomery for the same, Miles Sanders is 35-1. Think of all the question there. Darrell Henderson Jr. is 35-1.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No, I mean, and David Montgomery, clear number one. I don't think Tariq Cohen's going to take much from him. Again, I like him in fantasy, and that's even with like, I mean, he had a pretty decent receiving. You know, maybe that's where he's better in fantasy, but still, it's 30-1. I mean, it's definitely worth a shot here. I love that player, Kramer. Lock that
Tony
up.
Tony Pollard's 100-1. I don't know.
That is interesting. I got a, it's not quite 30-1, 25-1. Will Dalvin Cook have 2000 yards this season? Yes. Is 25-1. He's only played 14 games the past two seasons. However, last year he played 14 games and got to that 1540 mark. So if you can get to the full 17, we know Zimmer loves pounding the rock. Again, Madison's only going to get involved with injury. Again, I don't know. I guess the things that have to go right for Dalvin Cook to get 2000 yards to me are smaller than the 25-1 odds that are out there. I mean,
1557 last year.
Yeah.
A little bit like when Derrick Henry had 1540.
I was going to say, yeah, like Derrick Henry, you look at his progression to get to 2000, it was like slowly more and more each year, had 1500 yards the previous year, much like Dalvin Cook would have leading into 2021. So it's similar progression as Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is 10-1 to get 2000 yards. And I like Derrick Henry, but I need more than 10-1 to get 2000 yards. See, and especially back to back is kind of crazy.
I co-sign taking under their yardage props, but taking this prop on the yes. Like the big yes. Since the beginning of football, these are the guys that have done it. OJ Simpson did it once. Chris Johnson did it once. Terrell Davis did it once. Derrick Henry did it once. Barry Sanders did it once. Jamal Lewis did it once. AP and Eric Dickerson, not exactly happening a lot. What, only three times since the year 2000? Four times. I mean, but I like the bet with Dalvin Cook because he's the guy. In fact, that's a much more fun way to say Dalvin Cook will have the most rushing yards instead of playing plus 550 that he has the most rushing yards.
Yeah. Why not take
25-1,
extend a little bit.
I mean, same with Henry, 350 to be, have the most rushing yards.
Yeah. Take him 10-1.
But yeah, as far as guys down the board, and one more guy, I didn't put a bet on it, but one more guy that might be worth looking at just cause the team's going to run the ball a lot. I think if Cam Newton's out there, Damian Harris, 65-1.
And for what? Most rushing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I didn't say it. Didn't make the final cut for that reason. Oh my God. It is funny. The guys they choose, like Taysom Hill is on this list
for most rushing yards.
It's just disrespectful to running backs.
That's just silly. We got receivers and tight ends coming up, and we got some training camp podcasts as well.
To be clear, Tebow's we have Tebow down as a quarterback though, right?
Yeah. Not so if you're looking for Tebow prop bets, it's in the quarterback round. You can check that podcast out. All our podcasts available in the app, nice, as well as the exclusive home to all our sweet free contests. And again, shout out to the winner of the NBA Finals, free roll $1,000. Hit us up, tweet that out, Ryan, the winner at Gambling Podcast. Again, throwing a review in the App Store of our app, and every Monday, aka Merch Monday, we'll be giving away a sweet SGP hoodie to the winner.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Quick recap, we both laid a million to win about two.
Crim, let it ride.